to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living with Moxie here on Om Times Radio. So glad to be here with you. This is Shefali Burns with my co-host, Donna Martouche. We're both here. Welcome, Donna.
Hi. Welcome, everybody. So happy to be here.
So today we're talking about many different things, but we're going to start off with creating more ease with money. This is a huge topic. It's a hot button topic kind of thing. And so many people have questions about how to create more ease with money. What does that even mean? What does that look like? Have you experienced that? And if not, why not? So we're going to talk about tools to create more than you imagined possible. And is it possible to go from rags to riches, and how to go from surviving to thriving, and how to create more ease with money and with all of life? So I thought we would start off the show today, Donna, with the theme about rags to riches. We have all heard the stories, or anyways, on TV anyways, in movies and in fairy tales about going from rags to riches, you know, people who had nothing. And then suddenly they were like really wealthy and had a lot of money, had a lot more ease, had a lot more luxury. But you know, for me, those stories, and I'm laughing as I say it because they're stories that I've heard, you know, like Cinderella, like, you know, in the movie Pretty Woman. But have I seen that in my life when someone has gone from rags to riches, other than lottery winners? Not really, unless you look at business people who went from nowhere to really being successful in all areas of their life, including money, right? So how is it possible for us to go from rags to riches? And have you ever thought that it's possible for you, or did you think, no, it's only possible for others? So let's really dive deep into this for a few minutes and see what is coming up for you and for all of us around rags to riches.
I love the term rags to riches. It's sort of interesting. It makes me think about all the things that I heard growing up. You know, I often heard around the house, as many of us might have heard, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard for your money. I want to go from rags to riches, which is interesting because there's so many ways to sort of perceive that as though, you know, you're going to wake up and your whole life is going to be different. And through all the people who I've met or worked with or learned from in my lifetime who have really gone from nothing, and there's a lot of them, to creating millions and in some cases billions of dollars, they really talk about the fact that it was not exactly an overnight. You know, we see the success mm-hmm. part when we see them. However, they had many, many struggles and failures before we see the end result of the success. We didn't know them prior to the success. So if you think about someone like Oprah Winfrey, I mean, you know, you think about someone like Anthony Robbins, the two people who really had very difficult lives as they were growing up and started out young on their own and had faced a lot of failure before they actually achieved success. The world sort of perceives their story sometimes as rags to riches. However, their life story, when you read the life story, it isn't necessarily from rags to riches. The one thing they both have in common, though, is they never had a doubt that they would have money.
And that is a great concept, but not having that doubt, right? Because a lot of times, as we're all growing up, we are seeing what our family members have experienced, right? And and the people around us in our community. And, you know, Donna, I'll be honest, in my family, we didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up. You know, I mean, when I think back to my childhood, I don't think I ever had anything brand new until I was a teenager. I think I always had hand-me-downs from my sister. And I don't remember having a lot of toys, you know, I don't remember any of that. So there was a lot of struggle, right? And so does that mean that now I, in my life, have to struggle? You know, do I have to have that same experience, right? So when I was, just going to share really quickly, I know I'm probably going off tangent, but it's coming up, so it's like, okay. So when I was younger, meaning, you know, newly married, had children, they were little, you know, I had money, you know, I was working and I had money and, you know, it was good. And so I tended to do a lot of spending on my children. You know, I bought them everything, but mostly it was about experiences. I wanted them to have experiences and not necessarily things. But I remember at Christmas time and their birthdays, I would look under that tree or I would look at their birthday presents and it's like, oh my goodness, I think I really went overboard. So, you know, I was doing the opposite, right? So growing up, I didn't have anything. So when I had my kids, I made sure they had everything, you know, has like, you know, that paradox, right, was showing up in my life. And when I saw it, I made choices to change that and consciously change it so that, you know, it wasn't that concrete anymore, you know, so I could go the middle way, you know, and that was one of those things I saw in my life where it's like, oh, just because I didn't have anything, you know, growing up does not mean that I suddenly have to give my children every little thing out there. There should be a balance, right? And so now they don't have that same belief, I guess, about struggle, but they may have another belief of, oh, money is easy. I get everything I want just by asking for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an answer, but so have you decided that that's a bad thing? I mean, you know, the truth is asking for it is always a great step, and dreaming about it and thinking about it and knowing you can have it. Often, though, from depending on your generation of growing up, people do remember the struggle, even if it wasn't in words, it was sort of in the energy. But I remember my grandfather giving us stories about World War II and not having food and seeing extra flour in the cabinet in case, you know, there was another depression at some point in time. Like, there was this sense of lack around, depending on how old you are and when you grew up. And it could, but it doesn't have to impact your beliefs about money and what you choose. And often it's more what you see versus necessarily the words of what you hear every single day. You know, like, there's people who may hear something and still choose to create something different or see something and know that the words aren't matching what it is that life is showing them. So it's sort of interesting. It would be interesting to ask your children, right, what their feeling is when they hear something about money or struggle or rags to riches.
And, you know, and what's so interesting is I have two children, right? And they're both totally different. And one of them, he spends money like you wouldn't believe. And he always has money and he always has wonderful things. I don't know how he does it. And then and my daughter, she works all the time. Like, she works, she saves, she's very conscious of money. She's very careful with her money. So they both saw different things growing up, right? Because when my daughter... When I divorced from her dad, you know, she saw a little bit of the struggle at that point, you know, because I was a single mom all of a sudden, right? And whereas my son didn't get affected that by it too much because he moved away and went to college. So they have two different ideas of money now, you know. It's like, it's so interesting.
It is interesting. And what are the other things that I've realized, and I think that it's a good thing to think about before we go to break, is that often people are really not conscious of what their true beliefs are about money. They often believe that they think they can have money or are asking for money or are wishing for money or dreaming of life with money, and yet are creating the exact opposite. And I can tell you that you can't be creating lack or having lack or experiencing lack unless that's where your thoughts are. So finding out your thoughts and your beliefs is sort of an interesting experience. I see very often, especially when it comes to this topic, people are really not clear about what their thoughts and beliefs are around the topic of money.
Oh, absolutely. And I think also, you know, a lot of people avoid looking at those feelings about money. You know, there's a lot of shame, I think, around money sometimes, or even blame sometimes. Or sometimes people are scared of money and the relationship to it, you know? So it's interesting, you know, that we're talking about this as well, because awareness is huge. Being aware of your money flows, being aware of your thoughts and your feelings around money, that is so important for us to start to make, you know, conscious changes and conscious choices in how we want to create that relationship with money, to how we want to create and have more ease with money. If you're not aware of what's going on in the first place, there's nothing that you can really change, is there? I mean, you have to first be aware of it, and then you can choose to change something, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And very often what we, you know, one of the ways that I notice what's going on with some of the clients that I work with or people as I'm speaking to them is very often in their language that they don't even realize that they're sharing, you know, in their everyday conversations. So, and also in how they choose to perceive a situation. So, you know, if you started a business and somehow that business didn't work out, do you then see it as a failure and a loss, or do you see it as a lesson so that you can create something that's way more successful than you even imagined the first one to be? You know, all of those are choices that definitely have an impact on what you're able to create. So we're going to be getting ready for break, and I think that it would be really helpful for all of you, if you'd love to have more ease with money, to grab a notebook and a pen or a pencil or whatever works for you, and start really thinking about when it comes to terms like rags to riches or money or perceiving yourself as having everything that you desire to have, as you know, that requires you to have money. What are the emotions that come up? What are the thoughts that come up? What are you really thinking and feeling about it? And start to write it down. Just take a few minutes during break while you listen to all of the sponsors for Om Times Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. The music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the break, and we are here now talking about ease with money. We would love to interact with you and have some, you know, if you would have some questions for us, you can come right onto the Facebook page. We have people here answering questions for you, and the Facebook page is Living with Moxie, so join us there, and you can post your questions and conversations. It would be great to have there live. One of the things, so what did you come up with is really, Shefali, did you get a chance to think at all about what you came up with when it comes to your thoughts about money? What I want you all to think about as I'm saying it out loud and putting Shefali on the spot is, the, you know, when you look at money and you're asking yourself this question and you speak about money, does your language actually reflect your desire for money in a positive manner, your knowing that it's actually going to be there, or does it reflect a lack of frustration, an idea that you can't seem to dig yourself out of this bills and bills and more bills? There's language, and our focus gives us a lot of information about our thoughts and beliefs around the topic of money. So that's usually where we would start. What did you come up with, Shefali?
So I was focusing on the rags to riches theme and money. And for me, what was coming up was unreal, unbelievable. It's just too fantastic. It's not possible for me, you know. So mm-hmm. I looked deeper into that, of course. I'm like, oh, why is that coming up for me? And then I came up, well, it's too hard. How can I do it on my own? I need somebody else to do it for me. And I was like, what? Okay. You know, so... I went deeper still. So it comes down to thinking that, you know, the rags to riches, that somebody else has to take care of me. Somebody else has to do the hard work. I just want the easy ride, you know, and be taken care of. And, you know, I'll be honest, I am taken care of quite a bit by relationships and the universe. So I can see that. You know, so that's kind of what was coming up.
Yeah. And isn't it, you know, so one of the things is you included the universe in that, and you included relationships in that. You know, we can receive from the universe in so many different ways, and we often don't even acknowledge it, even if it's bringing the people into our lives who are a contribution, and we're contributing to them in whatever way we're contributing to them. It's often some sort of, I don't want to say exchange, but it's just, you know, you're a contribution to each other. You meet up with each other for whatever that reason may be. So, but you have to be open to that, and you have to be in question and asking and willing to receive that. There's lots of people who are not willing to receive. So if somebody said, hey, I'm going to take care of that for you, or let me pay this bill for you, or let me gift you this. Very often people go into, you know, you talked about shame before, and there is a shame about not being able to do it. But there's also this feeling that comes up when someone goes to gift you something that you feel is a lot of money. This, I shouldn't take it, it's not right to take it, or whatever those feelings and thoughts that come up that often get in the way of us even receiving the gifts that the universe is sending our way to make our life a little bit easier.
Right. And, you know, part of what it comes up, you know, as you're talking about this, you know, the thought that came up for me is like, well, they're giving me this money because they don't think I can do it on my own. You know, so I'm not good enough to do it on my own, and that they have to help me and do it, right? So there's, I know, there's some negative feelings coming up. I can feel them. Like, ugh.
Yeah, and that's all, and that's all ego.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, when you're able to contribute to someone, whether that be your daughter or, you know, whoever it may be, doesn't it make you feel good to know that you were able to make a difference in their life? Like when they receive it, don't you feel good about the fact that you were able to actually do that for them at that moment?
Oh, so, absolutely.
It's often a gift to people when you receive what they would like to give you. I mean, and people don't really see it that way, but it's true. When you block someone, when somebody says, hey, I don't want the gift you're going to give me, it creates this sort of not nice feeling. So, yeah. So it is also a gift to people who would like to contribute to you, and you're willing to receive it. But you said something else that led to sort of one of the other strategies or keys that I know you and I had talked about before. You said, you can see how it's making you feel. And one of the things that I talk about when I'm talking about money is be aware of your emotions. What emotions do your thoughts about money provoke in you? And, you know, are your you may believe that your thoughts are sort of in alignment with wanting money and with having money, your emotions are a true indicator always of your relationship with money. So how are you feeling about money? How do you feel when you go to your mailbox? Are you excited because you know there's going to be something great in there that you want to receive? Or are you just like, oh my God, more bills? Are you feeling lack and frustration and doubt and worry and struggle? You know, if you're feeling those things and yet you're saying that you believe that you're going to have, that you can have money or that you can go from rags to riches, then you have a conflicted belief that will leave you feeling like you're not getting anywhere. Right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that you just mentioned right now, Donna, is so important, you know, to take note of, just because you mentioned it right now, so I thought I would share. You talked about, you know, when you're going to the mailbox and, you know, some of us, we don't really get mail anymore, but, you know, yeah. We get mail electronically. But some of the mail that we do get are the bills, right? And, you know, and in the past, you know, I used to think, too, it's like, oh, God, another bill. It's like, oh, I have to pay this telephone bill. I have to pay this internet bill. I have to, you know, like all these bills, right? But, you know, what I've come to realize over the past couple of years especially is, like, I am so grateful that I get to pay this telephone bill because I get to communicate with my family and my friends all over the world. I'm so grateful that I have internet in my house so that I can do my work and business, and my whole lifestyle is online. So I'm so grateful for that. So, yes, I'm going to pay it because it gives me so much more than what I'm giving out, you know, as payment, you know. So what I've realized for me anyways is that those bills, they don't have that heavy negative feeling anymore. It's like I'm happy to pay them because I get to experience so much more because I have these services, you know. And that's what I think of them now, as services. Now they're contributing to me and to, yes, my lifestyle and to my business and to everything. And yeah, I mean it's funny, for some things I would even pay more, you know. So it's like, yeah, it's so worth it, you know. So having that gratitude and appreciation for these services that are helping to make your life better or have more ease in your life, and you know, even like bank fees, it's like I'm fine with that because I get to bank online, I get to have access to my money wherever I am. You know, I'm okay with paying taxes because it means that, you know, the more taxes I pay means more money that's coming in, the more money I can use in the world, you know, for myself, right, or for my projects or for charity or whatever it is. So I'm fine with that. It's like, yeah, bring it on. But I think a lot of people, they don't have that feeling.
Yeah, and or sometimes they think that they do and they don't realize that there's the conflict there. So it's one of the things that I've noticed to help people become aware of what they're willing to have is, you know, I'll generally say, depending on the room, you know what number to start with, but you might say something along the lines of, you know, are you willing to receive $5,000, $10,000, you know, $1 million, $500,000, whatever the numbers are that you feel the energy is in the beginning. And I ask people to become very aware of when they start to sense the energy in their body change, because you get tense. And that's when you start to notice that you have a limit that you're willing to have. And you may notice that depending on your age, because you might have also received a sort of a point where you've hit a certain salary and then you keep knocking yourself down, and then you hit that salary again and then you knock yourself down. And so because you've decided somewhere that there's a ceiling that you can't get past and you don't even realize that. It's sort of like, okay, well, that was the best I can do. So those are some sort of tricks to figure out what you're willing to have, but how to also become aware of what your relationship with money truly is, because we're not honest with ourselves about it most of the time. And you can't change something that you're not willing to be honest about.
Or that you're not even aware of, you know? So I always talk about, you know, awareness is the first step. It's the first key to anything, and especially your money flow. So are you aware of what's in your bank account? Are you aware of how much is coming in? Are you aware of how much is going out? Are you, you know, like, are you aware of all that? Are you looking at it on a regular basis? A lot of people are not. They're putting their head in the sand and ignoring it, you know? They don't want to see it.
Did you ever do the task of actually writing it all down, everything that you spend and receive over the course of 30 days? Because I got to tell you, I did that twice in my life, and I've never realized how much ridiculous things I will just throw. You know, it's a dollar here, it's $20 there, mm-hmm. but that start to add up to so much, and it's frivolous, but you don't realize that you're doing it, and that can come up to a lot too. So it's just I wouldn't say fun. It's actually a fun task for me now to become aware of where your money is going and easier ways to shift, because people often think they don't have any money to play with. And when you do mm-hmm. something like that and you look back in that 30 days, you realize you actually do have money that you can play with that you didn't even realize was there. So it's an interesting thing to do, to write down everything you're spending and receiving each day as you're doing it, and then take a look at it over a 30-day period and see what you've created. That's a good way to become really aware.
As well, it's not even just the money that's coming in as well. Like, you know, pay attention to the money that's coming in, but not just the money, but the money in kind. So, for example, if somebody gives you a coffee, you know, gifts you a coffee, record that, you know, as well. If somebody, you know, gifts you a bunch of flowers, record that as well, you know.
Well, that's part of what you said before. That's receiving, and it's acknowledging yep. that you were actually able to create something. So very one of the things Shefali and I talked about prior to this show is the fact that I realized that, you know, if I said I need to create, I'd like to create, you know, $200,000 this year, and then I look back and I see, you know, for $200,000 for a specific goal or a specific target, and then somehow I've reached that target, but I don't remember sort of bringing in the money. One of the things I talked about was all along the way, I don't always acknowledge when things come in the form of a gift or an exchange. So those things mm-hmm. you should be recording, because it acknowledges your ability to create. It acknowledges your ability to receive and your ability to contribute to others. It is part of what you're bringing in. So when that does happen, you should record it and acknowledge it and really feel good about it and grateful for it.
So absolutely. That you can, and that's one of the things that neither one of us does really well, you know,
acknowledging yeah, we forget.
The little things in our lives, you know, sometimes the big things, but even the little things, you know, acknowledge that and be grateful for it, really appreciate it, because the more you do that, the more of that will come back into your life even more, or you'll be more aware of it. It's always there. So we're going to be talking about more tools and resources and how to go from surviving to thriving when we come back here on Living with Moxie on Om Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back here on Living with Moxie on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Shefali Burns, with my co-host, Donna Martouge. And today we are talking about creating more ease with money. And we've been having a wonderful conversation so far. Now we're going to be talking about how to go from surviving to thriving. And, you know, those, again, are buzzwords, right? So many people talk about thriving. And what does that really mean to you, right? So a lot of people in our communities, you know, they are surviving. They're paying their bills day to day. They're managing, but they're not really enjoying life to the fullest that they possibly could. They're not really thriving as much as they would like. So why is that, you know? And part of that has to do with beliefs, you know, that we've talked about a little bit before. Part of that has to do with your thoughts and feelings and emotions. We've talked a little bit about that as well. And your strategies, you know, of what are you doing on a day-to-day basis so that you can thrive in your life and in your living with money and with everything else, with relationships and everything, because everything is really connected. So we're going to be talking about how can you go from surviving to thriving and what that means to you. And I know for me, I'll start off with you know, my own story a little bit. But you know, for the longest time, you know, I was surviving. I was okay. Everything was well. I always had money. You know, ever since I started working, did I ever have a lot? No. You know, but I always had enough, or more, a little bit more than enough. You know, there was always money in the bank account. There's always savings. You know, you know, it was fine. But I could never really go, you know, to as many vacations as I wanted, or I couldn't take all the training that I wanted. And you know, I'm a lifelong learner, so I like to learn. So I didn't have all of that until I started really choosing what was right for me, and then, you know, making concrete plans, concrete goals, asking myself questions. So I want to talk a little bit about, first of all, asking questions of yourself. You know, if you're surviving and you want to go from surviving to thriving, ask yourself, first of all, what does that mean to me? What do I want to experience as I'm thriving? How do I want to express myself? And what would it take for that to show up? Whatever thriving means to you, that energy, that feeling, what would it take for that to show up, right? So start asking questions and start to be more clear about what that means. And then, you know, taking action. It's all, I know I say this all the time, but it's all about taking action, being aware of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, deciding or choosing what you would like to experience and have in your life, and then taking action to make it happen, you know, with contribution from others, with contribution from the universe, with contribution from yourself. And Donna, what would you like to add for that?
I think that one of the things, there's so much that I could add from that. You brought up some really good points, and I know it's going to wind up sending me in another direction. But one of the things that I find is that, you know, people will try something, and then because it didn't work or because it was harder than they thought, they give up, you know, or they give it a definition or a meaning that makes it so that they will no longer persist on that path. So, for example, I guess one of the things that I realized over the last few years is that how we choose, and perception is a choice, to see a situation and the meaning that we choose to give it will always impact our ability to create it's creating our future every time we're doing that. So deciding how you're going to perceive anything is important. It really is creating your future. When something isn't working out the way that you would like it to, you know, if you had gone bankrupt, or you had failed at the business, or you couldn't get certain things to work, you know, how do you perceive it? What meaning do you give it? Do you play with it and tweak it? And, you know, can you be grateful for that information and say, okay, this is just all part of getting me to my target? It's not a failure. It's not the end. It's not done. It's just another step. And keep going. Or do you say, oh my God, that was devastating, and I'm not going to ever take that risk again. Now I just want to be safe. Now I just want to be, you know, do things that I don't have to be, you know, happy or thriving. I just want to get by. Which, you know, do you allow each situation to actually deter you from all the things that you would love? Or do you allow it to be the fuel to get you to the things that you love? I think that becomes a very important thing every time we make those choices, and we do it all day long. All day long, yes. We're creating, we're making those choices and giving them meaning. And those those choices and meanings are creating our future and our ability to have all of those things. So I think that that's one of the places where I see people ending up going in the opposite direction of where they initially wanted to.
And also, how about you? One of the points that you mentioned, Donna, that really stood out for me was about having targets. I think a lot of people, they don't have big enough targets. They limit themselves by choosing small, playing small, only choosing what they've had in the past or what other people in their relationships, family, communities have experienced, so they don't know that they can have more, right? So even setting targets that are a little bit outside your comfort zone, a little bit outside your normal frame of reference is a great place to start to see what is possible for you, how that can expand your awareness, how that can expand your perception. And you're right, perception is everything. I remember I used to say all the time to people in my world, in my reality, which means in my perception of this reality, this is how it works. In yours, it might be different because it's true. It's how you perceive anything and everything that begins to give you that opportunity to make different choices and opening up that perception, opening up that view, expanding that view a little bit. And, having the confidence that, or faith, confidence, faith, that once you've chosen something, that the universe will support you, but you have to take some sort of action, as well. You can't just expect the universe to do it all for you. You also have to be committed, right? So you talked about persistence with your goals and targets and dreams. And I think people, fall short because they gave up too soon, right?
Yeah, or they give something a meaning that deters them from it. So, so if it didn't work out, then that may mean to somebody may say, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be, and I'll go just figure something else out. As though, just because it didn't show up the way that they wanted it to the first time means that dream wasn't meant for them. And that's not really necessarily the case. So what if it was really still part of the information that you required to really get you to the dream? And it's still all part of the process to get you there. So I think that it's something we do all day long. It's something we do unconsciously. And as we're doing it, we really are creating our future. And to become aware of it as the day is going on, every time you're making a decision and interpreting a situation, you're creating your future based on how you're doing it and the meaning that you're giving it. So it would be interesting to see, as you become more conscious of your thoughts, what may change for you. And I think that might lead you to some of the action steps that you'll be able to take in order to start to have money instead of just talking about having it or thinking about having it or being frustrated with it. So one of the things that I'll often say to somebody is, let's now have an action plan. So we now know some of the areas where we can find that we're stuck. We know that we can actually go from surviving to thriving if it's something that we choose to do. And some people really like to just know that they could pay the bills and it doesn't, and that's fine. And to have a routine and to be stable. But a lot of people really, as far as exceeding or moving forward, need to get out of that box and get out of that routine and reach for more. So when you're ready to reach for more and you're choosing to reach for more, you're part of growing and contributing and creating. And it's wonderful. Is now how do we go from talking about it to actually doing it? And we need some action steps because everyone talks about it. What do you do about it? How do you change it? Right. And I think that's how, as we're heading towards, the next section of our show, it really is the next step is all about actions. What can I actually do in order to make this different for me right away? And although it could be frustrating, I think one of the first steps is really getting clarity, and that goes back to thought. So the first step is to take the time for yourself to get clear on what you truly desire, which is what you said, Shefali, before, is start asking questions. What do I really desire to create? And what I've noticed is when you're doing something you desire to do that you actually love to do, that feels good to do, and people laugh because they don't realize it. And sometimes I'll say, well, what do you love to do that you're not, that you do all the time, but you're not getting paid for? Because sometimes it's even that. It's something they do just for fun, and they would never even think of doing it too, as far as a way of making money. So, but what is it that you really love to do, and what would you love to create, and focus your thoughts on it all the time and how good it feels to actually be doing it and what it would look like or feel like every single day, and never wavering. Every time you feel your thoughts going to a direction of, I can't do that. I wouldn't even know how to do that. I'm 55 years old now. I can't do that. I'm, you know, because people very often use age or time or experience as reasons to sort of back out of it. Anytime you notice your thoughts wavering from the idea of you're having this, you're choosing this, this is your path, and you'll get there, and you don't know how you're going to get there, but you're going to take steps there every day, you need to stop. So your first action step is making a commitment to literally start right now, and you write down your 10 goals that you want to accomplish in the next 12 months. You write them down, you get clear on what they are, and you think about creating them and feel them actually being done in your world, and feel the gratitude for them and take action towards them each and every day. So now you're getting clear. And what I find when I'm working with people is, in their first round of doing this, sometimes the first 10 goals that they might have put down, they realize that 3 or 4 of them actually isn't what they want, but they wouldn't have realized that if they didn't start taking action towards it. So they tweak it, which is perfect, mm-hmm. because that's part of gaining clarity. However, this is your action step, and this is very often a step that people want to avoid. They're just like, well, I already know what I want. I don't have to do that. I'm telling you right now that the difference between a lot of the people who are thinking about it and just got lucky or something along those lines, if you can even say there's such a thing, is writing it down and getting clear. Clarity is an action step. It's something you can take a part of choosing and working towards every single day. Right?
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And I think that is the first step, in first just writing it all down. And then, you know, looking at it every day. Don't just put it, you know, write it down and forget about it. Look at it every day. And, you know, ask some questions around which of those goals you want to focus on that day, which one is calling you to work on them or focus on them in that day. And sometimes it might be 3 or 4 out of them instead of all of them at once, right? Because they all have different energy and different time requirements and so on. But it's about being aware of them and consciously bringing them into your energy, into your thoughts, into your feelings, into your emotions on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and taking daily action, like you said, even if it's something small. It might be a phone call. It might be an email. It might be doing research. So we'll talk about that and more. God, these breaks are coming up really fast.
I know.
Here on Living with Voxy.
Right after these messages.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
So welcome back, everybody, and we are so happy to get focused on taking action, because action is where very often a lot of programs and conversations actually stop. You know, they give you all this information about where we go wrong related to money or some of those things, but not really an action plan. And I really love to make sure people walk away from conversations with an action plan. So your action plan is creating your, you know, writing down your 10 goals and taking steps towards them and looking at them every single day, getting really clear, making clarity an actual priority for you and part of what you're choosing all the time. The other, one of the next action steps is connecting your emotions to your thoughts. And what does that actually mean? We were talking earlier about the fact that our emotions related to money or anything really does impact our choices, our decisions, our perceptions. Our emotions drive us. You know, how many times have you actually planned for a conversation to go one way and later you looked back and you said, I can't believe I said that, because your emotions sort of take over a conversation, right? And if your emotional relationship with money has been one related to fear or lack or disappointment, you can actually retrain your emotions just the same way you would retrain your thoughts, and you'd have to practice them every single day. Again, this is an action step. This is an exercise. This is building a muscle, because training your thoughts and your emotions it's just like any other muscle in your body. You know, you would be willing to work out in order to have a body that looks a specific way. You would be willing to practice in order to learn another language. Would you be willing to actually include the fact that you can practice every day training your thoughts and your emotions to work to help and support you being successful? And you can do that by literally, you know, choosing some words every day that match your targets and saying them in a way that is so joyful and so exuberant and so much fun. So I once heard Anthony Robbins say a long time ago, he said, I'm just going to say, I love my life. I love my life. And he would say that while he was working out. So he's doing movement and he's saying it. But it wasn't just that he was saying it, where he's sort of saying something in the morning going, yeah, I love my life, you know, 10 times so that hopefully one day he'll actually mean it. He was saying it while he was moving, saying it at a tone that was louder, saying it while saying it in a passionate voice, in a voice of determination, in a voice filled with excitement. And that was sort of, you know, that's part of how you begin to retrain your emotions and your thoughts together, is every day. So now you look at your goals and you come up with a statement that you really feel, it can't be something that you don't believe, a statement that connects to your goals that you do believe that you can feel good about. And those are statements that you would then say to yourself every day, and not just in this flat monotone voice. You would say it in a way where you're joyful and you're appreciative and you're grateful and you're excited, and you know, you're so excited you could taste it, you could feel it, you know you're grateful for it, you know it's actually already happened, you just haven't necessarily seen it yet. And that starts to create a whole different energy, but also it builds the muscle of having thoughts and emotions that support you on a daily basis. It's an incredible action. And it really helps us move towards the next step of actually manifesting the things that we would love to have in our life.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that Donald just mentioned, it's about, you know, having that feeling, having that passion, having that excitement. It's also about being in alignment with who you really are, you know, being true to who you are. And when we talk about the goals, I just wanted to backtrack for a quick second. These goals are, you know, for every part of your life, you know, don't just pick business, don't just pick relationship, but pick every aspect of your life, because you want to be thriving in all areas of your life, right, Donna?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, so I even include a category for fun, right? So you could have whatever categories you want. You could do two under each one. You could make some that are 3-month goals, some that are 6-month goals, some that are 12-month. But definitely, you know, it's not just, because the truth of the matter is our relationship with money is often reflective of our relationship with everything else in our life. So you'll see very often if people are not not doing well with money. They're not doing well in their intimate relationships, or they might not be doing well in their job relationships or something along those lines. There's a similarity that goes on there. So when you start actually getting clear on all of your targets in your life, you start to match and choose actions related to them, which means you might attract a different partner. You'd be choosing different words. You'd be doing different things each day. And you're getting really clear, and it's in every area. It's not just in one, because they are all connected. And then add fun. You know, what's your target for fun? And you could even add a category that's so outrageous. Like, okay, so I'm going to, whatever. I can't even think of something that's so outrageous. But swimming across the ocean, or something that's just you don't even know if you'd really. I want to learn how to fly a helicopter this year. Something that's really out there that you really are like, well, okay, I'm just going to throw it there. I dreamt of it. I never actually thought I would do it, but I'm going to put it in my extreme sort of target category. And I can tell you that probably within 10 years you'll do it. So it's sort of it's an interesting thing when you actually are willing to commit to it and put it down and say it out loud that it's something that you would love to do. It starts to change everything. Things start to show up that way. So yeah, I agree, Shivali. That's very true. And then take the steps. So, you know, one of the biggest action steps, and I don't say this just because I coach, I say it because I use coaches to get me to the steps that I want to be at, right? You're going to be an athlete, you hire a coach. You're going to be successful in business, you hire a coach. You want to change your money or your relationship, work with a coach. You know, there's no reason to sit there and struggle. That is an action. Get clear on your goals. Let the coach help you get clear on your goals if you can't get clear on your goals. But get clear on your goals. Go to a coach and say, this is what I want to do. This is where I need to get. And make sure you're getting somebody who's going to help you that's really results and data focused, that can help you through the steps, because there's people there that are willing to help, or that are trained to help, or who can help you. There's no reason to flounder out there on your own and just sort of try and figure it out, right?
Absolutely. And that's about, you know, receiving again, you know, receiving that support, receiving that guidance, receiving that information. And it's about building that receiving muscle, using that receiving muscle, because the more you do that, the more will show up for you in your life, and the more ease you will have with your money flows, with all of life, is by receiving more. And part of that is asking for help, asking for that support, and getting it, taking action to get it.
Absolutely. So we'll be talking about this on our Facebook page, Living with Moxie. We'll be talking about it on Twitter. You can email us as well. You know, if you have any questions related to this show. And we also we have a great show coming up next week, and I just don't want to lose the opportunity to really let people know that I believe it's next week we have George Carroll coming on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. George Carroll is. Yeah, he's coming on. He's going to talk to us about becoming a speaker. There's lots of people who would love to get into the speaking business, becoming a speaker, writing and publishing to become a speaker, and how to create that sort of path in order to get you into the speaking business. So speaking is something that you'd love to do, or even writing a book. George has helped many people write books, and he has written several books of his own. Lots of them that we're actually going to be talking about them. I loved the one about him being the homeless motivational speaker, but we have, mm-hmm. he's out there and he's really doing it. And I personally watched him go from, you know, as he shifted it and created and worked towards the steps, which is one of the reasons why we asked him to come on, is he uses the strategies that we talk about and he uses them every day, and you're seeing results as he's doing it. And he's going to come on and talk to you all about how he does it, and really give you some solid action steps that you can take in order for you to do it too. So I'm very excited for that. And he'll be joining us next week at 7 o'clock here on Living with Moxie. So getting back to finishing up, Shivali, you want to have it say anything about going to Rags to Riches now? Sorry for jumping the
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing for going to rags to riches. You know, it's possible for all of us, and anybody who is not thriving right now, to go from just surviving, just to go from rags to riches. It's a choice. You know, it becomes a choice, and you know, just knowing that you have that opportunity, that possibility, that choice is so very empowering. So I know for Donna and I, you know, we have some big plans in the works for the next couple of years. So is it really a rags to riches story? Not really, because it's going to take some persistence. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to take some, you know, creating those goals and focusing on those goals. And on some days, it's going to really take a lot of conscious effort to look at our thoughts and our feelings of what's coming up. Because, you know, let's face it, stuff comes up. And looking at it and choosing, you know, what are we willing to let go of? What old belief patterns are coming up that now we're willing to let go of so that we can expand into more of what we want and want to receive in this world? And, you know, so yes, we can go from rags to riches, each and every one of us. We can go from surviving to thriving and really have the kind of life that we truly desire. And it's about choosing that, you know, what does that mean for you? What does that look like? How does that feel? And creating more ease with money in all of life. That is all possible for all of us. It starts with, you know, writing down your goals, but getting clear on your emotions and feelings and thoughts and taking action. Right, Donna?
Yeah, and one of the things that you wanted to mention, but we talk about so much when it comes to this topic that I don't want to let go of, but I hate bringing it up at the end, is also not judging you and being really okay with where you are now and getting that it's just where you are now. It's okay. And you just start from right where you are. No judgment, yeah. You know, just really be kind to yourself and get moving, you know, let all that stuff go about how you feel about, you know, how you got here or anything related, because it's irrelevant. What's relevant right now is every choice you're making from this moment forward. So choose it and become aware now, and you can create from wherever you are. There's people who have gone through it, lost everything, gone through it, created even more. You can do it. So it's about letting go of the past also, which we didn't talk about, and choosing from this moment.
So I'm right? Excited to hear from everybody, you know, where do you want to go from here? You know, what would you like to create? You know, what's your rags to riches story going to be? To share with us on our Facebook page, Living with Moxie. And we will be back here again next week with George Carroll, our guest on Living with Moxie here on Om Times Radio. So thank you so much, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.